Hello and welcome to 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Oh, aren't you glad you don't have sound cannons on your campus and tear gas for people just trying to find out what's going on? Maybe in the future. They can do it in Pittsburgh, they can do it in Idaho or Washington or so forth. Anyway, and 40 Acres and the Clone Mule, challenging music, sound montages, oh, the whole thing, the whole deal. Here goes. Enjoy your Friday afternoon. Wear three rolls of toilet paper on your head to be safe while the show is on the air. Or a football or motorcycle helmet.
Capture images like that. That was captured by an independent journalist, not by a commercial media journalist. It was captured by an independent journalist. Either we fight for the right to be able to document things like that, or, you know, we let it go and just let the police do whatever they want. If you can't be there to document things like we just saw there, then the police are basically operating under a cloak of invisibility. I'm going to ask Vlad to come. Vlad, Tech Vlad from Glassbeat Collective in London. They've done a lot of work, including on the Terrorizing Descent video, which I mentioned earlier, which can be found at terrorizingdescent.org.
We received a lot of reports from a lot of journalists, some of them going to speak, that not only were they arrested, not only were they interfered with when they were trying to film, but that the media was confiscated after they were detained and not given back to them. It disappeared. But we have an individual named Keith whose camera was destroyed because police could not figure out how to open the camera. So he actually got his media back, he's going to play it back later. And there are also other people we can talk about, there's on the list, who also basically, once you got arrested, your media disappeared. So the question is why? You have to ask why. And I think when you look at some of this footage, and we're going to distribute those DVDs, I think the answer becomes very clear. The reason the media is disappearing is because there is something lying. And I call upon all of you to be professional about this, to investigate what exactly is being hidden. Why the media is out there, but if you look on YouTube, you know, you can't steal everyone's camera. There's too many cameras. It's out there. We released a lot of footage. A lot of your colleagues were in the same boat, so they can take, you know, their personal accounts. I'm sure, we don't know for a fact that corporate media had the media confiscated, but it definitely was the case with the people we've talked with. So that's basically the main point. And if you look at the level of these atrocities, I think you have to ask yourself, I mean, we didn't put that image out because it's not ours, but there's an image which reminded me of Abu Ghraib. There was a group of cops putting a prisoner they just captured at the university in some kind of a weird sexualized position to take a group photo. I mean, I think like if you're gonna take a photo of this, this person wanna know is the next Abu Ghraib. And if you don't, then you have to bring accountability to the atrocities that happened. Because otherwise, the word Pittsburgh is going to be associated with a violation of civil rights. Thank you.
Entirely synthetic. That's fantastic.
And with these little fellas raised in your spare time in the playhouse or the garage or the slaves' quarters, you'll be making hay while the sun shines and at midnight too with Mutant Blue.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad.
And you too, little, what's his name?
Doesn't matter.
Well, thank you.
Temperature rises, they open the hydrants and let the children play. In our town, Friday is payroll day. The taverns open, the sun goes down, the neon signs make a grand display. In our town, murders happen every day. They ain't pretty and they ain't cheap. We've got cops walking the beat, stopping all the strangers they meet. In our town, martyrs hang from the gallows pole. Newsboys cry on every corner, some high and mighty has been brought low. In our town, friends gather on the boulevard, the streets, stopping all the strangers they meet. We've got cops walking the beat. They ain't pretty and they ain't cheap. In our town, the skyline is like a mountain range. The streets are windswept canyons. The central park is a grassy plain. In our town, the saints smile down.
Disaster to take place. And finally, in closing, before turning to Casey here, I want to say that in the case of Three Rivers Climate Convergence, it seems very clear that part of the reason why we were preemptively shut down was perhaps because of our message, because we did not want to say that Pittsburgh was a model of this bastion of green growth, and that because we wanted to have a sustainability fair that showed the local sustainable solutions as an alternative to the corporate-led greenwashing, and we wanted to show that the very example of the longwall mining to the south and the mountaintop removal in Appalachia and the profiteering of corporations off those mining disasters was one of the core things that was part of our message. And perhaps because of that message, because we challenged the city, that was why they preemptively denied us a permit, they preemptively denied us the ability to camp overnight, and then they confiscated our property and wouldn't even allow us to a site that we had a permit for.
Thank you. Where they have a very impressive radio antenna coming out of the roof to broadcast the KULI signal. I don't think I would want to touch the antenna because I would burn instantaneously if I got within 100 feet of the antenna because the power level is so high and the signal probably she goes all the way up into outer space.
We'll be right back. Well, how's this possible?
Well, Brad, this shell is entirely synthetic.
That's fantastic.
And with these little fellas raised in your spare time in the playhouse or the garage or the playing quarters, you'll be making hay while the sun shines at midnight too with Mutant Blue.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. And you two little, what's his name?
Doesn't have a name.
Oh, well, thank
you. You are so beautiful.
We'll be right back. think you gotta say something.
You're a smart.
Well, so,
yeah. Oh, I am.
I should say,
pretty good.
What's the time?
Pretty good. Good afternoon. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Hello. What do you
what's
say?
What's happening?
Yeah, I see that word too.
Uh-huh.
There's someone older.
Oh.
Morning or good afternoon.
Excuse
most
me.
People
what?
Ask,
what do you say?
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
How are you,
right? But I don't think
he goes off if they're calling me.
As you can see, Jimmy, it isn't that they don't have anything to say. It's just that they don't have the trained skills to be able to say it.
Black magic in you, $2 love. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limit oysters. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limit oysters, five corporate porpoises. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limit oysters, five corporate porpoises, six pairs of Donald versus tweezers. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limit oysters, five corporate porpoises, six pairs of Donald versus tweezers. 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limit oysters, five corporate porpoises, six pairs of Donald versus tweezers. 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. Eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limit oysters, five corporate porpoises, six pairs of Donald versus tweezers. 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. Eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt. Nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity toward procrastination and sloth. One hand, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limit oysters, five corporate porpoises, six pairs of Donald versus tweezers. 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. Eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt. Nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity toward procrastination and sloth. 10 lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep who all clear out the cool and the quimmy and the quarry all at the same time! The same.
She's been a super crow, she's riding all alone in superpower overdrive. Blessed old nanny who following in sorrow too, her little super dreams in your head. You got the lightest touch, and everything you touch, it turns plastic in your hands.
And you're tuned to 40 Acres and a Clone Mule, and that was the group called Clawhammer. Not a banjo in sight, but the tune was called Super Things from the Thank the Holder Uppers album. Before that, Flo and Eddie did the Tibetan Memory Trick. RX did It's Going Somewhere Else from the album Offerings. Midnight Thunder Express did No One Rides for Free. Before that, Nashville Pussy, who's playing in Seattle tonight. From the album High as Hell, we heard Wrong Side of a Gun. And they're opening for Motorhead and Reverend Horton Heat over there on the west side. Nation of Ulysses before that. A cover of The Wipers' Telepathic Love from 14 Songs for Greg Sage and The Wipers. A great late 80s, 90s band from Portland, The Wipers. And so good that there was a cover album, one of those tribute albums, you know. The Kills did Pull A-U, Pull new Word A, New Word Letter U. From Keep On Your Mean Side, before that, A Circumstantial Happenstance, mixing the Magic Hour and Firesign Theater. Before that, Dead Weather from the new album Whorehound, we heard Three Birds. Cows did You Are So Beautiful, a cover of the song made famous by Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker may have actually written it, I'm not sure. That was from the Amphetamine Reptile Peel Sessions compilation. And before that, we had Coffin Break doing Love Song, a cover of a Damned song from another Damned Seattle compilation, tribute to the Damned by Seattle bands. And I think the Damned are playing around Halloween in Seattle after all these years. Before the Love Song from Coffin Break, we heard Finn Riggins from their new album Versus Wilderness. And the tune's called Battle. Esk Moskovites, Finn Riggins, now live in Seattle, or in Boise, and they're coming up to play tomorrow at the Radio Free Moscow 5th anniversary celebration at the 1912 Center with Rhythm Memory and Holiday Friends opening. So don't miss that, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the 1912 Center, 3rd and Adams Streets in Moscow. Before that, the French punk band Les Thugs, I Love You So from LABF. Before that, Morgan Fisher from Miniatures compilation. Before that, Gong from their first album, Camembert Electrique. We heard Faux Hat Digs Holes in Space. No Means No did In Our Town from the one album. We had A Circumstantial Happenstance before that. The Dead Kennedys before that with Cesspools in Eden from Bedtime for Democracy. Porch did Expectorant from a 7-inch. Chrome did The Strangers from Blood on the Moon. We started with A Circumstantial Happenstance, including the tune Cover Your Ears from Parade of Sinners, and also some audio from Pittsburgh. Oh, thank you for listening to 40 Acres and a Clone. You'll hear a Kiawi in the background. Savage Republic.